Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap with your host, Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the critical updates in the Australian insurance industry this past week. In a key development, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, is escalating a pivotal legal battle against the federal court's verdict regarding HCF Life's pre-existing conditions clause. Despite acknowledging potential consumer misconception, the court had stopped short of classifying this as an unfair contract term under the ASIC Act 2001. Now, ASIC is pushing back, arguing that this clause allows HCF Life to refuse claims for undisclosed pre-existing conditions, irrespective of whether policyholders know about these conditions. This case, hot on the heels of a hefty $750,000 fine against HCF, has considerable implications for consumer protections and the regulatory environment for insurers in Australia. Switching gears, we turn to the call for strata law reforms in the Australian Capital Territory. The Insurance Council of Australia is advocating for improved building management by owners' committees through the enforcement of strata transparency regulations. During a parliamentary inquiry last week, ICA's Alexandra Hordern highlighted the importance of comprehensive transparency in insurance fees and emphasized the need for better safety awareness of lithium-ion batteries for e-scooters. Standing alongside the ICA, National Insurance Brokers Association CEO Richard Kiplin enforced the need for stronger strata governance. Now to Tasmania, where a government proposal to establish a state-run insurer, TasInsure, has encountered substantial industry opposition. Critics highlight the initiative, which aims to provide broad insurance coverage, including home and business insurance, may detract from addressing essential issues like natural disaster preparedness. As the election looms, there's a growing call for detailed discussions on such contentious topics. Lastly, let's turn to Sydney, where a hospitality business's business interruption claim was denied. Following cancellation of a festival due to discovered asbestos-contaminated mulch. As the insurer Suncorp referenced so-called contamination, excluding non-malicious cases, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority backed this stance. It underlines the difficulties business owners encounter when attempting to file insurance claims for unforeseen disruptions. And that concludes our wrap of this week's insurance industry news, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your reliable source for both personal and business insurance information. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Tune in next week for more updates from the dynamic world of insurance, shedding light on the developments that reshape the landscape for Australian consumers. Until next time, stay savvy.